Welcome everyone, Be'ez Hashem. We're learning Pel Yoyis and Ois Gimel. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. And we are now beginning a very important topic. Every topic is important, but as we've been discussing in certain shiurim, there are certain topics which was called the Binyan Av. The main topics, and from there, we learn to other topics. And one of these topics, which is a fundamental principle, is called gaiva. Gaiva is haughtiness. Gaiva is arrogance. And let's go straight to the bottom line. The reason why gaiva is so horrific, because it is definitely an attack on saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yachol. Gaiva is saying that Hashem is not in charge of everything. That's what haughtiness is. That's what gaiva is. Why is gaiva saying that Hashem's not in charge of everything? Because let's understand how a simen for gaiva, as the Pel Yoyetz tells us, a sign that a person is a bal gaiva, is kas, is anger. Why is kas a sign, anger, that a person is a bal gaiva? Because why does a person become angry? Well, he has in his mind, she has in her mind, a certain mindset, an attitude, an approach how something's going to happen. And if it doesn't go my way, the picture that I drew for myself, then the person starts getting annoyed. And if the person checked the GPS and checked the news and checked everything and the roads are clear, why is he sitting in traffic? This traffic shouldn't be here. All of a sudden, as he's getting closer, he sees the construction men start putting out the cones. They put out the cones, and they start bringing the machines down from the tractors, and they start the drilling and the banging, and you're wondering, oh, so now you know why all this traffic is here. There's no accident. But the GPS had no idea, Waze or Google Maps or whoever you use had no idea that they're going to start putting out the cones and start the construction. If we remind ourselves, or if we don't forget in the first place, that HaKadosh Baruch runs the world all the time, every single second of the day, then we remind ourselves what we learned recently in Siman Reish Lamed in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Hei, Kol. Person should be Roguloimar, says the Shulchan Aruch. Person should accustom himself to say the following words. Le'oilom, says the Shulchan Aruch. Ye Adam Roguloimar. A person should accustom himself to say, Koma de Ovid Rachmana Litav Ovid. Everything Hashem does is for the good. Kol Ma. Kol Ma means everything. You know what everything means? The traffic I'm stuck in. The situations that I don't like. Whether it's financial, whether it's emotional, whether it's health, whatever it might be. Whether it's what's going on in the world. Kolma means everything. The Ovid Rachmana. That the merciful, the word Rachmana means merciful. The merciful one, meaning Hashem. L'tav Ovid. He's doing for the good. And the person is saying this every day on a regular basis. And thinking this and believing this, he says, I don't understand how Hashem runs his world. And it's not my job to understand it. It's my job to do the mitzvahs. It's my job to learn Torah and do the mitzvahs. That's my job. Then he won't become a bal gaiva. But if a person feels he's in the driver's seat, and then things aren't going the way I want them to go, then you know what he's saying? He's saying, yeah, Hashem's in charge of things sometimes. But we got to do stuff also. And that's where Lashon Hara comes into play. And then people come speaking Lashon Hara, and they forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's read some words over here. Goydel Ro'aso. The Goydel Ro'aso. The tremendous evil, Ra, of Gaiva is clearly discussed
in Shas, in the Gemara, in the Midrashim, and the Sifrei Kodesh, says the Pelayoyitz. And he brings from Shlomo HaMelech, very famous Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Dezayin Pasuk Hei, Toyavas Hashem Kogvalev. Toyavas Hashem, it's an abomination. It's a disgusting way of behaving, anyone who is a Gvalev, haughty of the heart, an arrogant person. Hashem is disgusted by that person. Hashem says, excuse me, I created you. I created you. You think you're in charge? Look at Titus. He thought he killed. I don't want to finish a sentence. By cutting the paroiches, and Hashem made a nes for it to bleed to make him think that he was victorious over Hashem. So what did Hashem do? Hashem took one of the smallest creatures that he created and had to go up his nose. And that's how he destroyed him. And it got bigger and bigger inside of his head. Gvalev. Let's just read from one Gemara that the Pelayoids brings here in Soita Daf Hei Amud Aleph. And perhaps it's the easy way for us to remember where this Gemara is. Soita, that I'll let you remember on your own. Daf Hei. Hei is Hashem. Always remember Hashem. Yehi Adam Rogel Loima, Koma de Avir Rachman L'Tav Avid. Says the Gemara that a person who lives his life in an arrogant way is Choshev Ke'oived Avodah Zarah. A Baal Gaiva is Choshev Ke'oived Avodah Zarah. Like a person worshipped idols. He's viewed like an idol worshipper, which is the worst Avera, which is saying Hashem doesn't exist. A Baal Gaiva is saying Hashem's not here. That's why I'm in charge. Uki'ilu bo al kol ha-royus. The Gemara says further that a Baal Gaiva is viewed as if he transgressed all the forbidden relations. Vein afore ninar b'tchias amesim. And his afer, meaning his dirt that he's buried in, will not come back to life, meaning that he will not have a tchias amesim. It's not going to shake. Ein afore ninar, meaning he's not going to come up from the dirt. Uchehein rabois, rois rabois, and many other mamari chazal. But the first one, the Gemara tells us that a person who's a Baal Gaiva is ki'ilu oivid avodah zarah. And the understanding behind what is so bad, what did he do that's so bad? He thinks that he's successful because he worked hard. He spent 18 hours a day working. He thinks he's so strong because he spent so many hours in the gym. He thinks he's so smart because he spent so much time studying and acquiring all this knowledge and reviewing. He read so many books on how to have interpersonal relationship skills. And therefore he felt, that's why he climbed the ladder and he's so financially successful. He did it. What's so bad a thing about that? In that approach? Because he's taking Hashem out of the picture. No matter how hard the person worked, it could have brought to zero success. The success that he has is because Hashem gave him the success. Yes, we are here to work hard, but the success comes because of us Hashem. And that's the only reason. Now, we have to learn Torah and do mitzvahs to make sure we get on Hashem's good side, if you will. But when the person attributes his success to himself, that's called arrogance. That's called gaiva.